This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a bear in there. Chair as well.
There are people with games and stories to tell.
Open wide, come inside.
It's gay school.
I love the contrast there from Mr. Brightside into play school.
I think it worked perfectly. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there was some dramatic lip syncing going on in the studio.
That's an understatement. Some.
Some.
I felt like I was reenacting Titanic or Les Mis right then.
Oh, yeah. But yeah. With Mr. Brightside.
With Mr. Brightside, because it makes everything better.
Anyway, on to the topic. It is, of course, Gay School, our regular news segment. If you have anything to say about any of these, remember, on air at joy.org.au, 0427-JOY949. Show us some love.
Mwah.
Something from the news this week. Kenya's Stone the Gays bill reportedly found unconstitutional. Parliament's Legal Affairs Committee rejected the anti-homosexuality bill, finding it to come into conflict with international interests.
Oh, okay.
Well, you'd kind of expect that, you know.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there have been a few countries bringing in sort of draconian anti-gay laws, and many other countries have just put their foot down and said, look, we're not going to tolerate this.
Yeah, this is not acceptable.
Look, we can't say this has been confirmed. This is reportedly, this is allegedly, but the news is still out there. The Uganda-style bill was introduced by the Republican Liberty Party, who sought to protect the family by banning any form of same-sex relations or promotion of homosexuality. Oh, yeah. The bill author claimed there was a need to protect children and youth who are vulnerable to sexual abuse and deviation as a result of cultural changes.
I've never understood why people seem to think that LGBTI people are going to cause sexual abuse when it's actually them who are way more likely to be sexually abused.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I've heard the phrase corrective rape.
Yeah, that is a thing, very much a thing. Some Kenya gay rights activists have been saying this is a very good step, but it also should be seen as a sort of wake-up call because, you know, even if this one has been stamped down, they could well try again. Just because it has been rejected now, it doesn't mean politicians won't try, come back and put forward a new bill. We could very easily have an anti-gay law in 2 years. They'll have fresh ideas. They'll try and do everything by the book. And if they do that, we're in trouble. I'm not going to quote the exact line. I'm fairly sure you can guess what it is.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to swear on it. But under the country's penal code, Kenya punishes homosexual acts currently with sentences of between 5 and 14 years in prison.
Look, I'm just before we go into the next topic here, I'm just going to sit here and I don't understand. Do they burst in, you know, while you're doing the do? I don't understand how they're supposed to punish. Do you know what I mean? It's so ridiculous on so many levels.
Yeah, and I think we are very, very lucky to live in Australia.
Absolutely.
Where our politics might not be the best, but we can have this show.
On a slightly lighter note, anti-gay pundit's wife left him for another woman. Some court records have emerged that may reveal why one Texan went from social conservative lobbyist to homophobic nutter. Months before Jonathan Sains became the president of anti-gay group Texas Values, his wife left him for another woman. Since then, he's pushed an amendment to the 2014 Texas GOP platform endorsing the heavily dangerous and discredited practice of, quotes, gay cure therapy.
Oh, yeah, that Texas is totally on board with, despite every medical and psychological psychiatric association coming out and saying, hey, this doesn't work. It's really damaging. Don't do it.
Yeah, of course it doesn't work. That's like, you know... praying that someone will magically no longer be British. Like, it's not going to affect anything. I'm sorry. In interviews, Sains has said same-sex marriage will lead to polygamy and people marrying their stepchildren.
Oh, totally. That is, you know, consenting adults versus...
Versus potential cheating through lying and, you know, older people sleeping with vulnerable younger people. Those things are clearly analogous.
You know... why hasn't Canada fallen apart yet?
It, oh, I like this one. He has warned gay activists want to, quote, put Christians in concentration camps.
No,
just no. He married Corinne Sains in 2002 and separated in July 2011. Corinne filed for divorce in August 2011, but it did not become final until 2 years later. In her original petition for divorce, she alleged her marriage was insupportable due to discord or conflict of personalities that destroys the legitimate ends of marriage and prevents reasonable expectations of reconciliation. It showed that court records show that he sought to jail his ex-wife for failing to undergo an evaluation, even though he refused to pay the psychologist fee.
$2,500.
$2,500.
Yeah, so you need to go and see this $2,500 psychologist because you're divorcing me. But, yep. But you've got to pay for it.
You've got to pay for it, yeah.
The gay games have recently ended, and one of the sponsors was the U.S. United Church of Christ. They have now been accused of being apostates for sponsoring them. The right-wing Christian News Network have accused the United Church of Christ of practicing apostasy for their involvement in the gay games. Articles which appeared on a couple of US Christian news websites have accused them basically of going against outside of biblical orthodoxy.
Abandoning biblical principles.
Yeah, the articles claim that the United Church of Christ is considered to be apostate by biblical Christians for being welcoming and affirming of LGBTI people.
Oh, that's a really damning accusation there.
How dare they?
How dare they recognise that a person is a person?
Yeah, you know, What sort of person will decide, oh, these people happen to be transgender or date someone of the same sex as them? I think they're people.
Whoa, that's really revelatory.
The church hopes to use the event to show that not all faiths reject LGBTI people. There's an openly gay UCC national officer who said, it's a win-win offer of support that will enable the United Church of Christ to be listed among the Gay Games top corporate sponsors. Organisers realise that UCC can play an integral and important role in dispelling the pervasive myth that all people of faith are anti-gay. And we are excited to share our message of extravagant welcome and radical inclusivity.
I like that. That felt a little bit tongue-in-cheek at the end. I like it. I just want to say, you know, I mean, I'm not a religious person, but religion means a lot of things to a lot of people, and you know, of course, all the people of faith are not going to be exclusive of LGBTI people, and I'm really glad that you know that people are starting out there and acknowledge, you know, we can be normal, nice human beings too.
In a recent study in the US, I believe, of people of various religious beliefs and their attitudes towards homosexuality, the most accepting group of people, with I think 83% being accepting, were Jewish people.
Oh, that's really great to hear.
More so than atheists and agnostics.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, and I thought that was really cool.
I mean, part of the, you know, the foundation of religion is a focus on family values, not the family values, mind you, that the Texan conservative homophobic nutter has tried to argue for, but actual family values, you know, and that's definitely some work that's done a lot of great work for a lot of people, and I can respect that.
Yeah, absolutely.
For those of you who were unaware, in Christianity, apostasy is defined as a willful falling away from or rebellion against, quote, Christian truths.
Because Jesus would totally have stoned gay people.
Yeah, totally.
You know, the same Jesus who befriended adulterers and told people, you know, let he among you who was without sin cast the first stone. You know, that Jesus would totally have hated gay people. Totally.
Totally. I'm not going to lie. I've spent the whole article wondering what apostasy is. I'm glad it says it right at the end. Sorry. Finally, a gay man is to have sex with someone new every day for a year for art.
Okay.
Misha Badaisyan, a 26-year-old performance artist born in Russia but raised in Berlin, hopes the performance will challenge ideas of sexuality and homosexuality in the age of dating apps. By using hookup apps and dates like...
Let's not list them off.
I
think you know what we're talking about.
He claims he wishes to turn non-spaces, such as supermarkets and motorways, into places of human connection by having sex in them.
Is he going to be having sex in supermarkets?
I don't know. I really don't know.
I'm hoping that it's not, you know, at midday.
Look, at the very least, this is going to lead to some interesting exposure and challenges of pre-held beliefs.
What I like is that there's an HIV organisation supplying him with condoms.
That's actually, that's quite admirable. I mean, you know, safe sex is really important, and any way to get that message out, I can get behind.
Yeah, definitely. Just to finish up, we got another email in from Melina saying, talking about how Australia, we should be proud of our achievements in homophobia, acceptance, mm-hmm. all that kind of thing. We are privileged and have an awesome life here.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's something we do need to keep that in mind.
Yeah, like Australia has its problems, but we are very, very lucky to live here.
Looks like we're out of time again, Maddie.
Always. Why does this always happen?
I don't know. We get carried away. It's the ranting, I think. I blame you.
It's the fact that we're both, like, incredibly sarcastic.
Oh, yeah. I'm a bit of a snarky soul at heart. I don't know if you've noticed.
Snarky soul. I just describe myself as a sarcastic douche, so.
I mean, that works.
You have been listening to Generation Next with Maddie.
And Eleanor. Glad to be back.
Remember, you can find us on Facebook at Generation Next, mm-hmm. and you should like us mm-hmm. because we like you.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Well, you just gave me a really weird look.
That was a really bad pun, and I don't apologise.
Never apologise for the puns.
No, never.
You've been listening to Generation Next on Joy 94.9. Thanks so much for tuning in.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.